Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for Tuesday, April 29, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares closed yesterday at $376, down about 2.7% from the previous session. The stock has been trading in a relatively narrow range over the past 5 days, fluctuating between $373 and $388. As investors digest a mix of product news and broader EV market competition. In China today, NIO's new Onvo L80 SUV officially launched with a starting price of just $36,000, that's about 25% cheaper than the current Tesla Model Y in the Chinese market. The L80 is NIO's first mass-market model under its new Onvo brand, and it's directly targeting Model Y buyers with a competitive price point and NIO's established battery swap infrastructure. This is a significant competitive pressure on Tesla in the world's largest EV market. In corporate news, Tesla has officially filed documents to deliver Elon Musk's historic $56 billion pay package, effectively ending a years-long legal saga. The compensation plan, originally approved by shareholders in 2018, was voided by a Delaware judge in early 2024 before being resubmitted for approval. The company appears to have now cleared the remaining regulatory hurdles to begin the actual share distribution. Tesla's Robotaxi ambitions took another step forward this week with the long-awaited Android launch of the Robotaxi app. The app had been available on iOS for nearly a year, and the Android debut now opens the service to a significantly larger user base. The company is positioning this as a key pillar of its future revenue model, though commercial robotaxi operations remain limited to specific markets. On the incentives front, Tesla has launched a promotional offer of 1 year of free supercharging for new Model 3 buyers in the US. The company claims that non-Tesla EV owners pay approximately 40% more to use supercharger stations compared to Tesla owners, a pricing gap the automaker is using to highlight its charging network advantage. And in Europe, reports are questioning Tesla's claims of a 20% production boost at Giga Berlin. While Tesla says output has ramped meaningfully since last year, independent analysis of facility data and supply chain indicators suggests the actual increase may be more modest, and the factory remains well below its designed annual capacity. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.